You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I was so pleased to hear that you aren't thinking of getting rid of the organ.
Oh, we didn't want to unless we absolutely had to.
And you think you'll be able to find the money for the repairs?
We should be able to get some help from the diocese.
I should hope so.
And Neil's looking into grants we might be able to apply for.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it'll still take a lot of fundraising, I'm afraid.
Of course. And you know you can count on me for a sizeable donation.
Oh, Peggy, I wasn't fishing.
Of course you weren't. I'd like to be able to help.
Well, thank you very much. I hope other parishioners will be equally generous.
Morning, Alan. Peggy.
Hello. Alan and I were just talking about the organ fund.
Oh, yes. Clary and I have had an idea for fundraising.
Oh, good. More ideas, the better.
We wondered about a flower festival.
Oh, that's a lovely idea. It's ages since we had one.
Yes, and they always get a lot of visitors into the church.
They do. And we've had some thoughts about how to involve the whole village, too. Mm,
sounds interesting.
Oh, lovely.
But maybe now's not the time to explain it in detail.
Well, perhaps not. There are some newcomers in church today. I'd like to catch them if I can.
Right.
Nice to see some fresh faces.
Why don't you pop round for a coffee later, Jill?
All right, thank you.
I've got a coffee date myself, actually. Oh. Ilona has asked me round.
That's nice.
Her husband's quite the hero of the moment.
He and Neil.
It must be nice for her. I know she worries about him. And she'll be worrying about me if I don't get a move on.
Yes. Well, nice to see you.
Oh, bye, Peggy. And thank you again.
Oh, don't mention it.
I'll let you get on.
Well, I'll see you later, then. Shall we say about 12?
Do have another scone, Peggy.
I will. They're delicious. Mm. You can't beat homemade, can you?
Oh, no, of course.
I don't know when you find the time with all you have to do.
Not so much work at the moment, as you know.
Oh, I'm sure that will pick up.
Oh, I hope so.
And you've still got the family to look after. I hope I'm not disturbing your Sunday with them.
No. Rosa is still in bed, lazy girl.
Oh, well, teenagers do need a lot of sleep.
And Anna is seeing a friend.
And Daryl? Hope I haven't driven him out.
No. I expect he's in the pub.
Still celebrating helping to catch those evil men?
Maybe.
You must be very proud of him.
I'm glad justice has been done. More coffee?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Oh, is that one of Anna's pictures?
Yes. She enjoys her art at school.
Well, she's obviously very talented. Gifted at music and art.
Yes. She works hard.
You all do. And you made this house so nice.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be in it at all. You know how grateful I am.
Oh, don't be silly. I was happy to help. And keeping you in the village helps me too.
I know. That's what makes it so hard that I...
Ilona, whatever's the matter?
I'm sorry. It's just that, well, I've been so happy here in Ambridge working for you and at the Laurels.
Well then, nothing to cry about, surely.
It is. I'm going to have to give all that up.
What? But why?
I shall have to leave here. And that means I shan't be able to work for you anymore. I'm so sorry.
I don't understand. Why do you have to go? You just said you're very happy.
With all that, yes. But not in my marriage. Daryl and I... We are splitting up.
Oh, Ilona, I'm so sorry.
So am I.
I know things haven't always been easy for the two of you.
No.
But that's marriage, isn't it? You just have to hang on and wait for the better times.
Oh, I wish I could.
Are you sure there's no way back?
There are things you don't know about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry. I'm sure there are.
I've given him so many chances. So many.
Yes, I do know what that's like.
I can't do it again.
No?
I have the girls to think about.
Ah, I can see you've made up your mind.
Yes, I have.
But I don't see why it means you have to leave Ambridge. Surely it's all the more reason to stay, so your friends here can help you through it.
I wish I could.
Is it because... I mean, Daryl isn't being difficult about it.
No. It's just the money. I can't afford to pay the rent on this house on my own. Not now my hours at the Laurels have been cut.
Oh, I see.
I must find more work. And that means moving to Borchester or Felpersham.
I know there'd be more opportunities there, but...
There's nothing around here, Peggy. I've looked.
Well, I don't think you should do anything hasty. I'd be happy to pay the rent on the house for a few weeks while you sort yourself out.
Oh, you're very kind. But I've taken so many favours from you already.
It's not a favour. We're friends.
I hope we are, but...
No buts. Stay here while you try to find work.
And then what? I have to be realistic. I can't afford to commute from Ambridge.
Oh, I suppose it wouldn't be easy.
Impossible. I'm so sorry, but I have no choice. I'll let you know what my plans are as soon as I know myself.
Oh, that's very thoughtful.
And if you want to start looking for someone else now...
Oh, never mind about that. You've got enough on your plate.
Oh, you're always so kind. I know you have worries of your own. I'm sorry to have given you another problem.
Another problem?
Yeah.
What do you think I'm worrying about?
Your son, of course.
Tony?
Yes. I've heard he's selling his farm.
Hiya, Pat.
Hi, love.
What are you up to? Spending as much time with the cows as you can before they go?
Something even sillier. I was trying to see if I could spot any TB reactors.
Oh, the 3 days aren't up yet.
I know, and I'm not Alistair.
We'll know soon enough when he comes round to check tomorrow.
I suppose I was trying to prepare myself.
No point in going to meet trouble halfway.
I don't think I could bear for there to be a delay.
Well,
it took me so long to reconcile myself to the idea, I just want to get on with it now.
I do know how you feel, but they passed their annual test...
Yes, they did.
So there's really no reason to think there'll be any problems this time.
I suppose not. Silly to waste time worrying when we'll know tomorrow. Anyway, I should be getting on with lunch.
Well, that's why I came to find you. I was thinking about going down the Bull first.
All the stress driving you to drink?
No, I just wondered whether I should do more to scotch these stupid rumours about us selling the whole farm.
You went last night.
Yeah, I know. But I really don't want it spreading any further.
I don't suppose it will. You said all the regulars were in.
Pretty much.
You don't need to tell everyone personally. If enough people know the truth, they'll soon quash the rumours.
Well, it's not quite the whole truth, though, is it? We're spreading the word that we're not retiring and selling the farm, but we're not mentioning that we are selling the herd.
No, well, we can't tell people that yet, can we? Not till we know for certain about tomorrow's results.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If you go on about it too much, people will think you've got something to hide.
Oh, that's true.
Let's just have a nice, relaxing Sunday and try to put it all out of our minds.
Oh, sounds like a plan. Oh, it's Mum. Hi, Mum.
Tony, I'm just in the village. I wondered if it'd be all right if I came round.
Yes, of course. Come to lunch, if you like.
I won't stay too long. It's just... Well, I think there's something we need to talk about.
So, a flower festival. Tell me what you and Clary had in mind exactly.
You know how popular they are.
Well, I do. One at Loxley Barrett last year was very well attended.
And they're good fundraisers. People are very generous with their donations.
Certainly are. There were loads of fivers in that little collecting basket.
Exactly. And with all the talented flower arrangers and gardeners we have in the village, we could do something really special.
That's true.
Though we do need to get a move on.
So, is that what you meant about involving the village, using our gardeners?
It's not just that. We thought that we could encourage the various groups in the village, as well as the church, to be responsible for an arrangement each.
Ah, go beyond the usual suspects.
Yes. Some are obvious, the WI, the bell ringers.
Mm.
But wider than that, the community shop might like to do something, for instance.
All right.
And look at all the groups who use the Bull.
I doubt the darts team has many flower arrangers on its books.
It wouldn't need to. The expert arrangers would spread themselves out, one or two to a group.
All right.
And the arrangements don't have to be just flowers.
No.
Clary went to one which took saints as its theme.
Ah, well, I was wondering about a theme.
Someone did St Jerome in his cave with a little toy lion guarding him.
Junior Church would love that.
Clary's favourite was St Matthew the tax collector.
We're doing well to make him cuddly.
Not when his money bags were full of chocolate coins.
No, I do like the idea of the saints as a theme.
Do you? Mm. Do you think people would know enough?
Well, that would be half the fun, wouldn't it? Finding out who the appropriate patron saint was for your group.
And that would involve more people doing the research.
Yeah, it opens up all sorts of interesting possibilities, creatively.
Clary and I are quite happy to organise it.
Really? Are you sure?
Yes, it'll be fun. We can start putting the word round this week.
Oh, that's great, Jill. I think you and Clary should be canonised yourselves as the patron saints of hard-pressed clergy.
Well, I'm very relieved to hear you're not selling the farm.
Oh, Mum, as if we would.
Certainly not without telling you.
Oh, that's what I thought. But Ilona seems so sure.
I wish I could get to the bottom of who started these rumours.
Did she say who told her?
Darrell. He heard it in the Bull.
Oh, I hope I've put a stop to that.
Maybe someone heard you were selling the cows and got muddled.
Well, we've only told the people who really needed to know and sworn them to secrecy.
Like who?
Clary, Susan.
And you, of course, Mum.
Pip, Trevor.
Yeah, I wonder if it was Trevor.
Was he angry about losing his job?
No, quite the opposite. Happy to have more time to spend on his music.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's bound to have told his mates in the band, and then it got back to Ambridge somehow.
Maybe.
Anyway, I shall put people right if I hear rumours of a farm sale again.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Every little helps. We don't want people getting hold of the wrong end of the stick.
Like me.
Sorry about that, Peggy.
I would have warned you if I'd realised it had spread that far.
Oh, no harm done. The important thing is that you are going ahead with selling the herd.
Yes.
I'm so glad you took Tom and Helen's advice in the end.
Oh, it's been a family decision, Mum.
I just hope we can get on with the sale now.
That's them done.
Yes. Oh, look, here comes Neil. Maybe he'll have some news for you.
I hope so. Morning, Neil.
Hi, Josh. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi.
Oh, I am very impressed. You're here bright and early on a bank holiday.
The hens don't have bank holidays.
Oh, that's true.
I wanted to get back in good time. Ed and Jezza are coming to shear the sheep today.
Oh, and you'd like to see what kind of job they make of it?
Well, I thought they might need a hand.
And what's your excuse, Phoebe?
Abby got up early and woke me up.
Oh.
Happens all the time now we're sharing a room.
I see.
Not that I mind. It's great having Brenda living with us.
Yeah, I'm sure she's enjoying it too. Anyway, Josh, I was wanting to have a word with you, but if this isn't a good time...
It's a great time.
All right. Well, Hayley and I have talked over your idea, and of course we've spoken to your Mum and Dad over the weekend.
Mm, they told me. So you've made a decision?
Yes, we have.
Do you want me to go?
No, that's fine. If it's okay with you, Neil.
Yes, of course it is, yeah. Okay, well, providing you really do understand what a big commitment you'd be making.
Oh, I do.
He does. He really does.
Oh, we think you do too. And so do your Mum and Dad.
Oh, that's good.
And taking that into consideration, we'd be prepared to offer you a 30% share of the business.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Neil, that's brilliant.
Don't you want to know how much money that means you'd have to put in?
Yeah, of course. But you know I have my savings.
Yeah, well, we think the whole business is worth £4,000. So you'd need to find £1,200.
Oh, right.
Does that seem fair?
Yeah, very fair.
And you can find that kind of money?
Of course he can. Can't you, Josh?
Yeah. That shouldn't be a problem.
Good.
I will need to talk it over with my Mum and Dad, though.
Yes, of course. I was expecting that.
I'll let you know as soon as I can.
Oh, no rush. They'll be busy with the shearing.
By the end of the week?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Right. I'd better get on. See you both.
Bye, Neil.
Yeah, Bye. £1,200.
You weren't expecting it to be as much as that?
No, I wasn't. Thanks for covering for me.
How much have you got saved?
Only about 700.
Only? I think that's amazing.
There's the eggs, helping Mum with the milking, Christmas and birthday money. It all adds up.
It does if you don't spend it.
Saving it hasn't been much use if I still need to get another 500.
Well, maybe I could have a word with Mum and try to get the price down?
No, if that's what the business is worth, then that's what it's worth.
I know, but...
Honestly, Phoebe, it's very kind of you, but I want them to take me seriously as a business partner.
I know you do.
And if I can only manage to buy into it by getting a friend to ask her Mum for a discount...
I see what you mean. I'd gladly lend you some.
No, I couldn't take your money.
No, you couldn't, because I haven't got any. All my savings went on my South African trip. Oh, and presents for Bethany.
Don't worry, I'll think of something.
Yeah, this one's fine. You can let her go, Tony.
Right. Off you go, then.
Send the next one, Tom.
On you go, girl. Careful. This one's a bit frisky. Come on now, girl. Steady, does it?
You're right there, Tony.
Yes, but the sooner you get this one checked, the better.
Hold still, girl. No, she's fine. You can let her go.
Do you need a bit of a breather, Dad?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say no. That's all right with you, Alistair.
Yeah, fine. I could do with catching my breath, too.
Oh, I don't want to hold you up. It's very good of you to come out on a bank holiday.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Oh, that's okay. 3 days is 3 days, whenever the holidays fall.
Oh, even so, we do really appreciate it.
Pat not here today?
She's busy in the dairy.
Ah, yeah, of course.
Though, to be honest with you, she did say she didn't think her nerves would stand it.
I can imagine.
Still, we're doing all right so far, aren't we?
Yep, no problems at all.
Right, well, let's get on with it, shall we?
Morning, David.
Morning, Ed. I didn't expect you here yet.
No, Jazza will be along soon.
Well, you are keen.
Well, after what we saw on the course last week, we need all the time we can get.
Well, don't worry, I'm not expecting you to be as fast as the New Zealanders.
I'm glad to hear it.
So, the course was useful then, was it?
Yeah, very. If nothing else, it convinced Jazza to buy the proper gear.
What, he didn't have any shearing trousers?
No, he thought his old jeans would do.
Need the double denim. Otherwise the grease off the sheep soaks through and your trousers stitch, you start to rub and then you're really in trouble.
Yeah, so I've been telling him, but now he's heard it from the experts, so...
I'm glad he's seen sense. So, you're all set up then?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, well, the sheep are in the barn, nice and dry and ready to go.
Okay.
And I'll push them through and roll the fleeces.
Great, thanks.
No problem. Oh, and Josh said he might come and lend a hand too.
Oh, he's Jazza now.
Oh, and Josh.
Right, I better go and help him unload. Right. Hiya, Josh.
Oh, good. You haven't started yet.
No, you're all right. See you in a bit.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Jazz.
Well, I'm glad you're nice and early.
I didn't want to miss anything.
Well, I'll show you the ropes, but once you've got the hang of it, I might leave you to it.
Fine by me.
Between you and me, Ed and Jazza won't be that fast, so you'll have time to roll the fleece before you need to get the next sheep through.
Cool. Dad?
Yep?
Neil and Haley have agreed to sell me a share of the business.
Okay. What are they suggesting?
30%.
Whew, as much as that? So what do you reckon?
I need to think about it properly.
Yeah, of course.
Check all my facts and figures.
Very wise.
Then could I talk them through with you and Mum?
Yeah, of course. Whenever you're ready.
Friday, maybe? I want to be sure I've taken everything into account.
That's fine. Friday it is, then.
Thirsty work, this.
Well, only a few more to go now.
And so far, so good.
So, you were saying, Alistair, about Shula?
Oh, yeah. But she's had the most extraordinary request from the Grundys.
They're always extraordinary. What was it this time?
Well, it's to do with a birthday surprise for Clary, so I suppose I better not tell you.
Oh, really? Pat said they were just having a family meal.
Do you think she will be surprised?
Oh, very, I should say.
Ah, well, we'd better get back to it.
Right you are. Okay, ready when you are.
Okay, Tony.
Yes, sir. Let her in, Tom.
In you go.
Yeah.
Come on now, girl. That's right. Nothing to worry about. Can I let her go now?
No, just hang on a minute, can you, Tony?
Have you found something?
I'm not sure. I need to double check.
Well, that's right. Keep still now.
So, what do you think?
I'm sorry, but there's definitely been some kind of reaction.
Right, there's another one for you, Josh.
I'll get it in a minute. Oh, I love that bit at the end where it all comes off hot.
Yeah, it's a relief when it does.
Like magic. Ready for the next one?
Yeah, I'll just catch my breath.
Okay. You and Jazza don't mind me watching, do you?
No, of course not. As long as you keep the sheep moving through and roll the fleeces for both of us. When Jazza's back from his fag break days. So you fancy taking it up yourself, do you?
I don't know. The sheep are Pip's thing, really, and Dad's.
Well, I thought cows were mine, but I've quite got into it. It's a definite skill, handling sheep.
You're good at keeping yours quiet.
Well, it's a question of getting them into the right position in the first place. They showed us that on the course.
Yeah, but then you have to move them round so much.
Yeah, well, Jazza's got his own technique for that.
Has he?
Yeah, he sings to them. Sheep are too terrified to struggle.
And I thought that strange droning noise was the clippers.
Yeah, of course, the kiwis will knock spots off me and Jazza tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw them last year.
Yeah, they get the fleece off so quickly even the sheep don't notice.
Too fast for me to really see what they were doing. I prefer watching you.
I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or not.
Now, Josh, you're supposed to be helping Ed, not holding him up.
Ah, that's all right. I needed a breather. Hanging on to these sheep, it takes it out of you, doesn't it?
Yeah, they are stronger than they look.
He's got a really good technique, Dad.
But not as fast as you're used to. Yeah, I'll get on, actually.
No, you're doing fine. That's a very respectable pile of fleeces.
What, you reckon?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Mind you, the rolling technique leaves something to be desired. Come on, Josh. Look, like this.
Thanks again for coming out, Alistair.
That's all right. I just wish it had been a better outcome.
So do we. Yeah.
Such bad luck. Only one reactor, and an inconclusive one at that.
It seems a bit heavy-handed that the whole herd has to be put under movement restrictions.
I'm afraid there's no choice.
No, of course not. There's a procedure. You have to follow that.
Yes. I'll put in my report to the AHVLA office as soon as I get home.
I see.
But until they've checked it over and decided what to do about it, nothing moves off the farm. Sorry.
Well, let's hope it's just a slight delay to our plans.
Surely they won't stop the sale of the herd just because of one inconclusive reactor.
I just don't know. It depends on the officer's assessment of the risk. It's up to him.
Right.
But I have to warn you, it is a possibility.
Yeah, well, of course you do. We understand that.
So, worst case scenario, what would happen?
Well, he could decide that the sale would have to be postponed until the animal had been retested.
So we'd have to wait another 60 days?
That's right.
But that brings us to the middle of harvest. We couldn't have the sale then.
No, we'd have to wait till the autumn.
Gosh, this is a nightmare.
You asked me for a worst-case scenario. On the other hand, they may decide that if that one cow is satisfactorily quarantined, the restrictions on the herd could be lifted.
So we could go ahead with the sale?
Yes. But we'll just have to wait to hear what they say.
How long do you think that'll be?
Usually takes 4 or 5 days.
Right.
But, of course, with today being a bank holiday, they won't see the report till tomorrow.
Oh, no, I suppose not.
There's an outside chance it'll be Friday, but I think Monday's much more likely.
What? Another week?
I'm afraid so. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd better be getting on.
Yeah, of course. And thanks again, Alistair.
Well, fingers crossed. I'll let you know as soon as I hear anything.
Oh, thank you. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
That's a bit of a facer.
You can say that again. Of all the things I worried might hold up our plans, I never imagined it would be this.
Well, I suppose it was always a possibility.
Why? Our last test was clear. We've been clear for years. I mean, you don't really think it's TB, do you?
Well, I hope not. But it doesn't matter what I think, does it?
No.
Yeah, it's what the officer thinks that counts.
Oh, it's going to be a long week if we don't hear till Monday.
Yeah, it certainly is.
It was bad enough getting through last weekend.
Yes.
And you're not the only one who found it a strain.
No. And we're going to have to tell Mum now, aren't we?
There. That's the last of them washed. I'll just dry them up.
Oh, thanks. I'll start wiping down the surfaces.
So how did the test on the Urd go yesterday?
Oh, okay, thanks.
Good.
But you know, it's all about form filling these days.
Right.
Animal Health's got to review his results, and that always takes a few days.
Oh, I see.
And of course, the bank holidays held everything up.
Yeah, it was good of him to come out.
It was. But we'll keep you and Susan in the picture, of course.
Thank you. We'd appreciate that.
Can I just get past you to the sink?
Oh, yes, of course.
So how are your birthday plans coming along?
Oh, fine. Going with a good old-fashioned family Sunday lunch.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Are the children cooking for you?
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, I enjoy it. Eddie says my roast taters are the best in Borsetshire.
I'm sure they are.
But Eddie and the boys are going to do all the washing up.
I should hope so.
Not that I've told them that yet, of course. Oh, it'll just be nice to see the family all together.
Of course it will.
Yeah, well, that's all finished. Anything else needs doing?
No, no, you get off. I can finish up here.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm in no rush. I'm not cooking tonight.
Oh, I see.
Helen's going out, so Tony and I thought we'd treat ourselves to a takeaway.
Seeing this new chap of hers, is she?
Jonathan. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, getting serious.
I don't know about that. Still early days.
Yeah, of course.
Although she did buy a new dress yesterday.
Ah. Oh.
Oh, this is where you're hiding.
No.
I'm just going to... What on earth are you doing?
You left your phone on charge.
Well, yeah, I know. I've come to get it.
I was just checking to see if it was ready.
And is it?
Yeah, I'll just unplug it for you. Here.
Thanks. You have remembered I'm going out.
What, now?
Yes, I'm sure I told you.
Well, maybe you did, but I don't remember.
Well, there's that design interiors exhibition in Farberton.
In the evening?
Well, it's been open all day, but it doesn't close till 9.
Oh, I see.
Thought it might be the best time to get to talk to some of the designers.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right.
Hoping to pick up some new ideas for the paper mill development.
Seems like a plan.
I'm sure I mentioned it to you.
Well, you're out so much these days, it's hard to keep track of you.
That's good, isn't it?
Is it?
Proves you've got a lot of projects going that need keeping an eye on.
True. So you'll be back when, about 10?
Oh, say 10:30 to be safe. You know what these things are like. People say to chat.
Yeah. So what are you going to do about eating?
Oh, I'm sure there'll be nibbles. Don't worry about me.
OK. Right, yeah.
You can fend for yourself, can't you?
Of course I can.
Sorry to desert you.
That's all right. I can catch up on some paperwork.
So what do you think?
I like it. Always liked your hair a bit shorter.
Yeah, well, I needed a bit of a lift.
Yeah, it's been a tough week for all of us. Maybe I should get my hair cut too.
Well, it certainly perked me up.
And that's nothing to do with your date tonight, of course.
No, nothing at all. But I'm glad to have something to take my mind off things.
Yeah, it's going to be a long wait till Monday.
Mm.
Clary's been asking questions.
Has she?
Well, she's not stupid. She knows if the test were clear, I'd have told her.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'm sure she guessed I wasn't telling her everything.
But you couldn't, could you? There's nothing to tell.
I suppose not.
None of us is going to know what the situation is till Monday.
No.
No point in getting her and Susan as tense as we are.
No. And I didn't exactly lie. I said we were waiting for the paperwork, which is true.
Oh, there you are then. But I know how hard it is for you not to be straight with people.
It's a worrying time for us all.
Yeah. It seemed to hit Tom really hard.
I know. Quite concerned about him.
It's not like him to anticipate the worst.
I think he feels he's cursed at the moment, what with this and Brenda.
Mm. He's not having it easy.
Ah, thank goodness your love life's going well at least.
Yeah. I'm pleased about that too.
Well, you'd better go and start making yourself beautiful then, hadn't you?
Yeah, I suppose I should. Oh, I might be quite late back.
Right.
So don't worry.
Yes, Sala. Try and catch up with you later.
Evening, Pushcat.
Matt, what are you doing here?
Oh, I got bored with the paperwork. This sounded much more fun.
Really? You should just have come with me. It would have been much easier.
I'll tell you the truth, I was hoping Brenda might have been able to stay on and give me an hand.
And she couldn't?
Nah, she's babysitting for Roy and Ailey so they can go out for their wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah, she did say something about that.
Couldn't put a spoke in that wheel, could I?
Suppose not. Very thoughtful of you.
But I want to keep Brenda on side. She's a good little worker.
If not always the most cheerful one.
Well, she's covered a lot for you for the past few months, hasn't she? Can't always have been easy.
Sorry if you feel I haven't been pulling my weight.
I didn't mean that at all, Puss. Don't be so sensitive.
What it sounded like.
No, it's like you said. You've got so many projects on.
Yeah, I have.
Brenda's been holding the fort while you were out of the office. I was just giving her credit for that.
Well, it is what we pay her for. Oh, well, let's not get into an argument about it.
No. Well, this all looks very interesting. Are you going to show me round?
So, how was the salad?
Delicious. Wonderful dressing. And your pâté?
Oh, fantastic herbs.
Are you teasing me?
Oh, would I? No, they made all the difference.
Well, this is a great restaurant. You do keep finding them.
Yeah, the internet's a wonderful thing. Actually, a mate recommended it. He's a plumber.
Now you are having me on.
No, he's a foodie. Glued to MasterChef all the time.
Well, you'll have to bring him into Ambridge Organics.
Oh, I'd never get him out. That would be nice for you to meet some of the lads. They're a good bunch.
Yeah, I'd like that. Especially if it means I get some new customers out of it.
Now, anyway, enough about work. Have I said you're looking particularly gorgeous tonight?
No, but you can.
You're looking particularly gorgeous tonight. I like your new haircut.
You noticed. That is a lot of brownie points.
It really suits you.
Well, Henry doesn't like it.
No?
No, he's very conservative.
Ugh, kids are, though. Tara, she can't bear change. I grew a beard last winter. She wouldn't come near me.
Oh, it worries me sometimes. I do wonder if he'll mind when he's big enough to notice that most children have two parents.
I wouldn't say most. Not these days. So, Henry's dad not still on the scene, then?
No, never was.
I didn't mean to pry.
No, that's fine. It's just, well, it's a long story.
I got us the last two glasses of red.
Oh, well done.
Who was that you were talking to?
Rick. He's one of the designers.
You met him before?
No.
Oh, I thought I saw you talking to him when I came in.
I was, but then he got called away to take some orders. I said I'd catch him later.
Oh, I see.
I told him all about the paper mill. He's got some really interesting ideas.
Yeah, he must have. You seem quite engrossed in your conversation.
Well, he's a very original thinker.
Oh, good for him.
I think it might be worth us having him and his partner take a look round the paper mill forward.
What, his business partner, you mean?
Yeah, he's gone to find him. He's going to introduce us.
Oh, how cosy. Well, if he's equally charming.
Honestly, Matt, he wasn't chatting me up. He's gay.
Oh, you sure?
Yes. His business partner is clearly his boyfriend as well.
Right. Well, good. They sound like just the men for the job.
Oh, because they're gay.
Because you liked him.
I liked his ideas.
I trust your judgment. I always have on that kind of thing.
Oh, well, I'll take that as a compliment. I can't believe you were jealous.
Well, you could take that as a compliment too.
So sure about that. Anyway, look, here they come. You can judge for yourself.
Oh, Helen, you've been through the mill, haven't you?
Well, some of it was my own fault.
Yeah, you can't say that. Not Greg. That must have been the most terrible experience.
It was. But it's getting to be that what I mainly remember now are the good times.
Well, I'm glad you feel like that about it now.
Thanks. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's me wittering on.
No, I'm glad you felt you could tell me.
You don't have to worry. No more dark secrets or heavy conversations.
Honestly, it wasn't. Only,
Yeah?
You haven't really told me about Henry's dad.
Oh, well, that was very straightforward. I wanted a baby, so...
So, you and Henry's dad were just ships that passed in the night?
Oh, good heavens, no. I wouldn't do anything that random. I had Henry by donor insemination.
Oh... Oh, I see.
I won't go into all the gory details.
No, I get the general idea.
Do you think that was very selfish? A lot of people do.
No, of course not. I think it was very brave.
Anyway, should we look at the dessert menu?
Nice to know you.
I'll email you some possible dates, Rick. So, what's the verdict?
Yeah, good lads. I liked them.
Told you.
Had just the kind of modern, edgy ideas we need for this project.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, good find, Puss.
Well, you did your bit.
Really? Do you think so?
Yeah. Rick was a bit airy-fairy with me.
As it were.
Matt, it's not worthy of you.
Yeah, sorry.
You nailed him down to the practicalities.
I wanted to know how much it would cost, yeah. Yeah, I was impressed by the figures his partner came up with.
No, I think he's the business brains and Rick's the talent.
Bit like you and me, then.
We make a good team, we always have.
Yeah, it's good when we work together. We should do a few more events like this.
Fine by me. So, should we get going?
I didn't find those nibbles very filling. How about finding somewhere for a spot of late supper?
Good idea. As long as you don't mean the chip shop.
Well, thanks for a lovely evening.
Thank you. It was an amazing restaurant.
Yeah. Turned out okay, didn't it?
Yeah. And thanks for listening. I hope I wasn't too boring.
Not at all. Far from it. Well...
Are you sure you don't want to come in for a coffee? Or...
Oh, that's very sweet of you, but like I said, I've got an early start tomorrow, a job over in Northampton.
Yes, of course.
I'm not one of the world's natural early risers. Not like you farmers.
Another time, perhaps?
Definitely.
So, we'll talk when you get back, then.
Yeah, of course. I'll let you get into Henry, then.
Oh, he'll have been asleep for hours, I hope.
Up with the cows, though, I bet.
Yeah, it's true. Well, thank you for a lovely evening.
Night, Helen.
Speak to you soon.
Yeah.
Do you want a top-up?
Well, maybe half a cup. Then I really should be getting back to work.
You going to ask her about the test on the urn again?
Not much point. Don't think she's going to tell me.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it.
She said she'd let me know as soon as there was any news.
Yeah, I bet she wouldn't let you know if there was a reaction.
No, I don't suppose she would.
There's obviously something she's not telling you.
I know. Oh, well, no point worrying about it. That's good news about Edward and Jazza, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. I thought they'd make a good team.
Oh, I'm glad this has gone right for Edward. He could do with a spot of good luck.
Yeah, should be a nice little owner for him.
Did you speak to him about what time he and Emma and the children are coming on Sunday?
No, it didn't come up. He was too busy telling me about the shearing.
Well, what about William and Nick?
No, I ain't got round to it yet.
Well, I wish you would.
Don't worry, love, I'll get it sorted. I don't want anything to spoil your birthday.
I know you don't. Now, what time are you meeting Lillian?
About 2:30.
And you have asked Mrs. Nichols if it's all right if you bring her round to look at the patio?
Of course I have.
Just checking. She's very particular about her garden.
And she was very pleased by the patio I did for her. She likes showing it off.
Good. Well, let's hope Lillian's impressed by it and all.
See, they like that, the dogs, don't they? They're hungry. Yes, they are.
Afternoon, Vicky.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Oh, these must be the most well-fed ducks in Borsetshire.
Well, that one over there is very picky. Oh, bread isn't good enough for her, is it, Beth?
Perhaps she's on a diet, eh?
Yes, it's funny, isn't it?
Oh, she's very cheerful today, isn't she?
Oh, she loves coming down here. You like to hear the ducks quacking, don't you, Beth? Quack, quack, quack.
Oh, she's really grown.
Oh, yeah. Coming on by leaps and bounds.
I can see that.
She's nearly 4 months. Doesn't seem possible.
Oh, I know. They grow up so fast, don't they? I'm determined to try and remember every minute with this one.
And you're coming along nicely, too, if you don't mind me saying so.
Oh, no. Thanks.
Starting to show a bit now.
Yeah. I like being pregnant. I
I'd forgotten.
Oh, it's exciting, isn't it, having a little one growing inside?
Yeah, and, oh, I've got proof that there is something really there now. Went for a scan yesterday.
Oh, have you got it with you?
Yeah, yeah, would you like to see it?
Oh, I'd love to.
Here.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, look, you can see its little head and everything.
Oh, no. Will reckons it's got my nose.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
No, we didn't want to. George is very keen on having a little brother, so we didn't want to disappoint him before the baby's even born.
Oh, I can see that. I thought it was better. One less surprise.
Yeah. Oh, Vicky. Oh, I'm so sorry.
What for?
It must have been about this time in your pregnancy that, well, that you found out.
Oh, I don't think about that anymore. I really don't.
Honestly?
Yeah, all that terrible time. It's just gone from my memory. Well, there was nothing to be scared of. What's there in look at her?
Yeah, no, she is gorgeous.
She's the light of our lives, yeah. We can't imagine it any other way.
That's a pretty picture.
Oh, I was just saying what a lovely baby Bethany is.
I know. You're a cutie, aren't you, Poppy? And you'll have one of your own to coo over again soon.
I know. I'm very lucky.
Oh, I'm glad I've seen you, Jill. Is it you who's organising this flower festival at the church?
And Clary, I'm going round to see her later. Well, are you interested in taking part?
Well, I might be, but I'm not a churchgoer, as you know.
That doesn't matter. Alan wants the whole village to get involved.
I'm afraid I'm not much of a flower arranger.
Are you going to teach people, aren't you?
That's the idea.
But I thought I might be able to help when I heard you could use soft toys in some of the arrangements.
Soft toys? Oh, St. Jerome's Lion.
Exactly. I was just wondering, did any of the saints have special relationships with bears?
Yeah, you've made a really nice job of it, Eddie.
There's no need to sound so surprised.
I knew it would be good. I just didn't think it'd be so artistic.
Well, don't just throw down a few slabs and cement them in.
Well, I can see that.
So, are you wanting something for the Dower House or...
No. One of our properties has a badly neglected garden.
I'd be happy to clear that as well.
Well, that would help.
I'd be very happy to take a look at it for you.
Do you source your own materials?
Oh, yeah. Well, that way I can keep the cost down for you.
Sounds good. As long as that doesn't mean they've fallen off the back of a lorry.
Those days are long gone.
Yeah, well, we both had our moments, I suppose.
We certainly did.
Afternoon.
Matt.
Oh, afternoon, Matt. Lillian didn't tell me you were coming too.
Well, that's because I didn't know.
No, I happened to see the appointment in your desk diary.
Did you?
Yeah, sounded interesting. Thought I'd take a look myself.
Oh, checking up on me, eh?
No, not at all. Like I said, just taking an interest.
I'm afraid I'll have to leave you to it. I need to get round to Nick's before she has to pick up the kids from the school bus.
Oh, yeah, you get off.
Yeah, fine by me.
Lillian can fill you in on what we've been talking about.
Yes, yeah, I can. I'll be in touch, Eddie.
Great. Thanks, Lillian. Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Well, that was embarrassing.
Was it? Why?
It looked like it was me you were checking up on, not Eddie.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't think that.
Why not didn't you tell me you were coming?
Oh, it was a spur of the moment thing.
You seem to be having a lot of those this week. Last night, and now this afternoon.
All right. I'll come clean.
I wish you would.
I was a bit worried.
What about?
I thought you might have been thinking of using Eddie for sentimental reasons.
Sentimental?
Yeah, because you're old mate.
Oh, Matt, honestly.
Well, you can't deny that you are. You seem to be having a good laugh when I arrived.
Well, I'm not denying it, but I'd have hoped you knew me better than to think that would influence me where work was concerned.
I know how soft-hearted you are. He'd spin you a yarn about needing the money for Clary or the grandchildren.
He doesn't need to. Eddie's a good workman, as you can see.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I came for.
OK, so I've ordered the fish and chips. Will's going to collect them on the day.
Great, that's one thing off the list.
And I've dug out all of our buckets and spades.
Good, but Edward said Emma was doing the same.
But we've drawn a total blank with the deck chairs.
Oh, that's OK. A mate of mine's helping me out there.
Right, well, it's all starting to come together then, isn't it?
Oh, I hope so. Thanks for all your help.
No problem. Oh, I just want Clary to have a lovely day.
Oh, sure she will.
And she doesn't suspect anything?
Yeah, oh, not exactly. Only she was asking me what time you were all coming round.
Oh, I see.
So she knows what time to start cooking.
Well, what did you say to her?
Oh, I was a bit stumped.
Yeah?
I just said I hadn't talked to you all about it yet.
Right, well, leave it with me. I'll think of something.
So Vicky's offering us the loan of any of her teddy bears that might be suitable.
That's kind of her, but are there any saints who knew bears?
I asked Alan.
Oh, what did he say?
He wasn't sure about saints, but the prophet Elisha had a very good relationship with two she-bears.
Oh, I suppose there's no reason why we can't have prophets as well.
There might be in his case. He sent the bears to eat some children who'd been bothering him.
Oh, dear! I don't think that'd be very suitable.
Alan didn't agree. He thought Junior Church would jump at it.
At least it proves that word's getting round.
Mm. I told Jolene and Kenton as soon as I could. I think that helped.
Oh, would they like the ball to be involved?
Oh, yes. They didn't think there'd be a patron saint of publicans.
Well, I don't see why not. Jesus did turn water into wine.
And wasn't averse to the odd party. Anyway, I've found them one.
Oh, good.
St. Martin of Tours.
Oh, is he the one that gave his cloak away?
I think so. But I'll have to do some more research.
I suppose that is quite hospitable.
It's certainly the kind of daft thing Kenton would do.
Wine bottles would be good to work into an arrangement.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely the way to sell it to people. Interesting designs and fun research.
Yes.
I've got Kenton hooked. He's trying to find a patron saint for the darts team now.
Hiya, Clary. Oh. Jill. Joe said it'd be all right if I came through.
Hi, love.
Hello again.
Look, if you're still in the middle of your meeting, I can come.
No, we finished, haven't we, Clary?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, don't let me drive you away.
No, I should be getting back. I'll be in touch then, Clary.
Mm. Yeah, just give me a ring. Anytime.
Thanks. I let myself out. Don't worry. Bye, Nick.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I hope I didn't interrupt.
No, we were just chatting, really. Want a cup of tea?
Oh, no, Tar, can't be long. I've left the kids with Will and no one wants to get back out to the birds.
Right you are.
But I wanted to see you as soon as I could to explain. Oh, Clary, I feel awful.
Oh, it's not the baby, is it?
No.
Oh, that's a relief.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to frighten you. Only Eddie got in touch about what time he'd be round on Sunday.
Heavens, that was quick.
Not quick enough, I'm afraid. You see, Jake and Mia are going to a birthday party on Sunday and, well, I know that George has been invited too.
Ah, oh, I see.
Yeah, they're going swimming in the morning and then having lunch at a pizza place.
So they won't be wanting my Sunday roast.
I'm so sorry, Clary.
Don't be silly, I should have checked first.
Well, so should I.
You can just all come round later in the day. Hey, we'll have a nice birthday tea instead.
Lillian, have you seen my... What are you doing?
Looking at your diary.
Why?
Well, I thought I might pay you a spur-of-the-moment visit tomorrow.
I don't think you'd enjoy it very much.
Oh, I like a game of golf.
Yeah, it's the lad's annual fixture to celebrate old Fred Robinson's birthday. Bit of a grudge match.
Oh, it's all right. I can advise you on your putting. Check that you are doing it right.
Puscat, I'm sorry about this afternoon.
Are you?
Yeah, it was silly of me to be suspicious.
It was. But if you did have any doubts, why didn't you just say something?
I should have.
I thought we could talk about these things.
We can. It won't happen again.
Good.
Look, leave that. Come and relax with a drink.
All right. I'll shut this down. You go and pour me a large G&T.
Here, coming up.
Paul, it's me. Look, I will be able to meet you tomorrow, but we're going to have to be very careful. I can't talk now. Bye.
I've got the order in the van.
Oh, great. We're running really low on yoghurts.
So Helen said.
Oh, you seen her today?
Briefly.
Did she happen to mention if Jonathan's back from Northampton yet?
No.
Only you were supposed to be setting up a double date.
Oh, you've got a new man, have you?
Very new, hence the double date. I want to be sure there's at least one person there I'd like to talk to.
Right. Nothing like hedging your bets.
So, what's new with you?
Oh, nothing. Same old, same old.
Got a date for the Bellinghams tasting, yeah?
Yeah. They rang me on Tuesday, a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, that's great. How exciting.
I suppose.
Oh, come on, Tom. This could be a big chance.
Or it could be one more thing that goes wrong.
I tell you what, Anya's covering my lunch break, so I'll help you unload the van and then we can go for a coffee.
And you'll slip something in it to perk me up.
If that's what it takes, yes.
Oh, Lillian, I'm so glad to see you. Here, do sit down. I was afraid you might not be coming.
I said I would. Did you get my message?
You didn't sound very sure. I was worried.
I was worried when I got yours. Just telling me to be here on a certain day. I don't like being treated like that. It's not on, Paul.
I know. I'm sorry.
Not sorry enough to contact me in the meantime.
I should have, but I've not been well. There's been a lot going on.
Well, there's been a lot going on in my life, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine. Water?
Matt's been acting very strangely this week.
In what way?
Well, first of all, he turned up quite unexpectedly at this design exhibition I'd gone to.
I see.
And it seemed to bother him that I got quite friendly with this designer I was talking to.
How do you?
Oh, don't you start. He's gay.
Oh, sorry, I was just interested.
Well, don't be. The last thing I need is you getting jealous too.
So you think that was what it was about? Matt checking up on you?
Well, I didn't until the next day. He did exactly the same thing.
What, just turned up?
Yeah. I was talking to Eddie. Oh, he's a local tradesman about patios.
Doesn't sound very romantic.
It was work.
But Matt didn't think so.
Oh, I don't know. It could just have been coincidence.
How did he find out?
My work diary. I mean, it's not a secret.
No.
You'd have to be pretty paranoid to think I was having an affair with Eddie Grundy.
Well, Matt's never sounded like the most rational of men.
I don't know about that. Everything that Matt does has a purpose, and that's what's worrying me.
You mustn't worry, Lillian.
That's easy to say. But we're not exactly being careful meeting here, are we?
It's off the beaten track.
Even so, you can't just spring these things on me, Paul. Particularly not if Matt's getting suspicious.
Yeah, of course. Where does he think you are today?
Well, thankfully, I didn't have to make up an excuse. He's out all day playing golf.
He can't possibly know we're here.
No, but it doesn't make for a very relaxed atmosphere. You just said to meet at the flat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I suppose I just... Well, I wanted to cheer myself up, but it was selfish. I should have thought.
Well, you weren't to know about Matt. So why did you want to cheer yourself up?
It's a long story.
Go on.
Celia's getting married again.
Celia? Oh, your ex-wife.
Yeah, not that I care about that. I mean, she can do what she likes.
So what's the problem?
Well, surprise, surprise. She didn't make a very good choice, and it's upsetting the children.
They don't like him?
No, they don't. And Celia's handling it all very badly.
It can be a tricky situation.
Which she's making worse. Putting all sorts of pressure on them, making threats.
Well, like what?
But she told them if they don't come to the wedding, they needn't expect to see her again.
That's an awful thing to say.
Yeah.
She can't mean that, surely.
Well, they think she does. They're devastated. And, of course, as usual, it's me who has to pick up the pieces.
It's a good thing they've got you to turn to.
I had Charlie round last week, practically in tears over the latest developments.
Oh, well, what's happened now?
Her new guy, Frank's, got involved. Told Charlie's kids that he was their new granddad now. Apparently, I'm surplus to requirements.
Paul, that's outrageous. You're their grandfather. He can't change that.
Well, that's what Charlie told him, but... That got back to Celia. I mean, she told him she didn't like his manner with Frank. Threatened to cut off contact with his children altogether.
You're joking. She'd really go that far?
Yeah, she would.
It's terrible.
Oh, I don't know what to do for the best. Maybe I should, you know, bow out of the picture altogether. Might make things easier for Charlie and Grace.
You can't do that. You can't give in to emotional blackmail.
Oh, Lillian, I don't want to burden you with my problems.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm glad you can talk to me about it.
That's why I may have sounded, well, a bit brusque in my phone message. It was all too raw. I just had to see you.
Yeah. I'm sorry I was so snappy.
Oh, Lillian, I don't know what to do.
Look, we can't talk about it here. Let's go back to the flat.
I know I shouldn't let what happened with Brenda affect how I feel about what's going on with the business, but it's hard not to.
I can understand that.
Especially when it was me being so focused on what was going on with the business that caused us to split up in the first place.
Oh, come on. Now, you know that's not entirely true.
It didn't help.
Well, that's all the more reason to focus on the part of your life that is going well.
If I could, but...
Well, you can. You have to. Look, this pasting at Bellingham's is a fantastic opportunity.
Oh, I know it is, but...
No buts. It plays to your strengths.
I mean, just give it your best shot. I'm sure your meals will go down a storm at the tasting.
No, I'm not worried about the products.
And I'm not worried about you. You'll rise to the occasion. I know you will.
Well, that's very sweet of you. I wish I was as sure.
Oh, come on. Where's the old Tom Archer? The arrogant, single-minded one who thought he could take on the world and win.
I did think that once, didn't I?
You certainly did.
But look what happened.
Yeah, you won. You're expanding your business just like you always wanted to. And you've got your family behind you.
Yeah.
You're on the verge of a major breakthrough. It's a massive achievement just to have got this far.
I have put a lot of hard work into it.
It's paid off. One last push and you're there.
Is there anything special you'd like to eat?
You choose. I'm sure you'll find us something delicious.
I think we deserve it.
Maybe we do.
We'll just enjoy being here together.
Sounds perfect.
Right, darling. Shan't be long.
Yeah, we've got all the time in the world, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Bye then.
Grace, how lovely to hear from you, darling.
I had to ring you, Dad. I'm so worried about what's happened between you and Charlie.
He told you he'd been to see me, did he?
Of course he did. He was very upset.
So was I.
I can't bear for you two to fall out like this.
You always were the peacemaker. But you can't blame me for this. The things he said to me.
I can't believe they were as bad as the things you said to him.
Not as bad. He told me Frank was more of a grandfather to his kids than I'd ever been. That's a terrible thing to say.
Oh, he was angry. He didn't mean it.
Why did he say it then?
Well, maybe because you just told him that if he went to Mum's wedding, you'd cut him out of the business.
I mean it, Grace.
I don't believe you, Dad. I can't believe you could be that cruel.
And you two aren't being cruel to me, taking this man's side against your own father.
It's not like that. You know it isn't.
I know you're going to this travesty of a wedding.
We're going to the wedding because Mum wants us to. It means a lot to her.
And it means a lot to me. Why is what she wants more important?
Dad, be reasonable. Suppose you were getting married again. You'd want us there, wouldn't you?
That's entirely different.
How is it?
I wouldn't be making such a big mistake.
I know it's hard that Mum and Frank have got together, but, Dad, they love each other. Mum really wants us to be there on her special day.
How can you even think of going? I mean, surely you can see the effect that man is having on our family.
It's you that's making us all miserable. How far are you going to take this? You're planning to disinherit me and my children too?
I'm trying to bring you to your senses. Your mother is making a terrible mistake.
I don't think so. And even if she were, that's got nothing to do with you anymore.
Of course it has. Bringing Frank into my family, cozying up to my children, playing granddad to my grandchildren.
Oh, please don't do this.
All I'm doing is defending my family. This whole thing is your mother's fault.
Oh, Dad, I love you. Charlie loves you.
Yeah, I thought you did.
We do. But we love Mum too. Don't make us choose. Not again.
Afternoon, Tom. Been making a delivery.
Oh, hiya, Gran. Yeah, Susan noticed the shop was running low on yoghurts.
Anyway, I'm glad I bumped into you. I wanted to say how pleased I was you'd persuaded your mum and dad to sell the herd.
Well, thanks for your support.
It's the kind of new thinking Bridge Farm needs.
I thought so. They took some persuading, though.
I'm sure they did.
Hmm.
I honestly believe it's the way forward.
Well, you certainly don't want to be wasting your time milking cows when you've got your business to expand.
I've had some good news about that, actually, Gran.
Really? Oh, do tell me. If you've got time, that is. That phone call from Grace really upset you, didn't it?
Yeah. But let's not make it spoil our afternoon.
Right. What you need is a little TLC.
You're right.
You've been under a lot of stress lately. And I think I know what might help. After all, we've got the afternoon to ourselves.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Lillian, I just can't.
It's all right, don't worry.
What Celia and her new man are putting both my children through, I can't think about anything else.
Oh, I understand.
So, London, here I come.
Wonderful.
It's the future, Gran. Once the herd's gone and we can concentrate on what we do best, I honestly think there's no stopping us.
You know, you do remind me of your Uncle Brian sometimes.
Is that supposed to be a compliment?
Oh, yes. I always admired Brian's business sense.
Well, I suppose I have too. If I thought I could achieve what he has.
Well, it's early days yet, but you'll get there.
Thanks, Gran. It means a lot to me, you saying that.
Well, I really feel you're on the right track now. As you say, once the cows are gone, the sky is the limit.
Yeah. So the sooner we can get on with that, the better.
So, tonight's the night, is it?
Yeah. I think I've got all the facts and figures I need.
I should think you have. You spent all week working on your pitch.
I just hope I can convince Mum and Dad.
It's not as if you're asking for all of the cash from them.
It's still quite a lot, though. Oh, I hope we can do it before supper. I'd be too nervous to eat.
You don't need to be nervous. You're so well prepared.
I do think I've got everything covered.
I'm sure you have. When your Mum and Dad see how seriously you're taking it, they'll write you a cheque on the spot.
Oh, come on now. I'm not expecting a miracle.
On you go. Oh, thanks for giving me a hand with this, Ruth.
That's okay. I wanted to remind you about number 27 anyway.
Oh, I hadn't forgotten. Keep her milk separate.
That's right. I put a tag on her.
Yeah, I noticed.
So, how are the plans for Clary's birthday coming along?
Oh, very well. There was a bit of a hiccup midweek.
She hasn't guessed, has she?
Oh, no. It was a question of getting the timings right, but Nick managed to sort that out.
Good.
Gosh, she's been brilliant. Well, they all have. Got it all well in hand.
And nothing for you to do, then?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Hi, Mum. Eddie.
Oh, hi.
Hiya, Josh. Looking forward to tomorrow's match? The cup final?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were the football fan round here.
I think Josh has got other things on his mind today.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't think you were doing the milking, Mum.
I'm not. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about our meeting.
Good. Where's Dad?
He's giving you Gran a hand in the veg garden.
Oh, I see.
But he'll be in soon. Why don't you go and get yourself all set up?
I will. See you in a bit, then.
I'm looking forward to it.
He's keen.
He's got a business proposition for us.
Blimey, he's starting early.
He's certainly enthusiastic. We just need to be sure he isn't trying to run before he can walk.
Oh, this groundsel gets everywhere.
Yeah.
You can see why you have to keep on top of it.
Yeah. I'll try and get Ben out here more.
Josh used to be keen, but...
Josh? No. He's going for Young Businessman of the Year. He's far too grand to do a bit of weeding.
I think it's wonderful he wants to take on an egg business.
Well, not quite all of it. Neil did manage to talk him out of that.
You must be proud of your children at the moment. With Pip getting this placement in Yorkshire.
Oh, she still needs to pass her exams and hand her essays in.
Of course.
Well, to be honest, we're just relieved she got anything.
Sounds like it's a very good one, though.
Yeah, it is. It's better than she deserves. Leaving everything to the last minute like that.
She's young. I know someone else who used to do that.
Well, I suppose so. No, we're very pleased.
I know you've been worried about her.
But young people go through these rebellious phases. All of you certainly did.
Well, you and Dad had a lot to put up with now I look back on it.
That's not what you said at the time. But you all came good in the end.
Yeah. Even Kenton.
Now, David.
Well, let's hope Pip's back on the right track now.
Well, I'm sure she is. Mm. Ooh, that was tough.
Well, that's a very respectable pile. I think we've earned a breather.
Oh, good idea. I used to think it was odd of your father to put a bench in a vegetable garden.
It is a bit unusual,
but
isn't it?
But over the years, I've come to see the sense of it.
Yeah. Oh. So, you've been up at Lurloxy today?
For lunch, yes.
How's the dairy conversion going?
Very well, I think. Elizabeth's getting quotes for the work back now.
Oh, good. Glad they're getting on with it.
They're very busy. It's English Wine Week soon. Roy's working on ideas for that.
Ah. Well, it's a good opportunity for them to showcase their wine in the shop, I suppose.
And the orangery. Ah. Yes, it is.
I expect Roy's looking forward to the cricket this weekend.
Yes, I was talking to him about that.
Well, they did so well against little Croxley last week, I should think Paxley would be a walkover.
I wondered if you thought the cricket team would be interested in doing a flower arrangement in our festival.
You are casting your net wide.
That's what Alan wants, it's the whole idea.
Is there a patron saint of cricketers?
I'm sure they could find one. Kenton's found one for the darts team.
What, a saint who played darts?
Not exactly. Saint Sebastian. He was martyred by being pierced with arrows.
Only Kenton could have come up with that.
I think it's a really good idea. He's looking for someone for the Skittles team now.
Hi, Jill.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Hiya.
You two have been working hard.
Well, still a fair bit to do, I'm afraid.
Really? Only Josh is all set up for this meeting. I think he's getting nervous.
You go in, David. I can finish off here.
Are you sure?
Oh, that's very kind of you, Jill.
It's fine. You mustn't keep Josh waiting. Not when he's so keen.
This is really impressive, Josh.
You've obviously done your homework.
I had a long talk with Neil.
I can see that.
Yeah, must have done.
That gave me a good idea of the structure of the business. The outgoings, the income, and the cash flow.
Yeah, it's all here.
You've set it up very clearly.
I needed to make my projections, so you can see what a good business proposition this is.
We've never had any doubts about your enthusiasm.
No. Or how seriously you take it. But, Josh, it is still a lot of work.
And I've been working hard at it for months now. My schoolwork hasn't suffered. And I've still had a lot of time to help you around the farm.
But taking on a share of the business will be even more work.
I know you enjoy helping your mum with the milking, and it would be a pity if you had to give that up.
I won't.
There are only so many hours in the day, Josh.
I'm prepared to devote all my free time to this. Honestly, I really want to take this on. I've got so many ideas.
All right, well, why don't you tell us about them?
I've done a lot of research online. And there's evidence that hens that are genuinely free-range, have regular access to fresh, green pasture, produce more nutritious eggs.
That'd be a good selling point.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, in the long term, I want to look at managing their grassland pasture, just like we do with the cows.
How do you mean?
Moving them from one area to another so they get more access to green grass, not just mud and earth.
I see.
Mm.
Then, you're right, Mum, I can put that in my promotional literature. Not just free range, but free range on pasture.
That's a good slogan.
That's really innovative, Josh.
It seems obvious, but so does what we do with our cows.
I'm really impressed that you made that connection with your hens.
My hens? Then you'd be prepared to back me.
What exactly would that entail, Josh?
I presume we're talking about some kind of financial contribution.
I do have some of my own money to put into the business. I've got £700 saved up.
I know.
It's not enough, though. A 30% share would be £1,200.
I see.
Well, that seems like a fair price.
It is. So I wondered whether you might be able to lend me the other £500. I'd pay it back, of course.
How would you do that?
Monthly instalments.
Over how long?
2 years at most. If my plans work and I get more customers for the eggs, it would be sooner than that.
Are you sure you could manage that?
Yeah, you know, there's no point in doing this if you don't get any profit out of it.
I would either way. I've taken that into consideration.
I'm sure you have.
So, what do you think?
Well, I think you've put forward a very good business case.
Yeah.
But your mum and I do need to talk it over between ourselves.
OK. I'll leave you to it.
All right.
Oh, and if you need any more information to help you decide...
I think we've got plenty. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, thanks.
OK.
Right.
I wish I'd been that together when I was 15.
Absolutely. We seem to have given birth to the next Alan Sugar.
Josh!
Hi, Thieves.
How did it go? I've been waiting for you to ring.
It took longer than I thought.
Is that a good sign?
Not sure. They really wanted to go into all the details.
I'm sure you were ready for them.
Yeah, the spreadsheets had them really impressed.
They did me.
And they really liked my idea about the pasture.
I'm not surprised. It's a stroke of genius.
I just want to try it out and see if it would work.
And are you going to get the chance? Will they lend you the money?
They said they'd have to talk it over.
Fair enough, I suppose. What do you think they'll decide?
I'm not sure. I think they were pretty impressed.
I told you they would be.
So, fingers crossed.
It's a serious proposition. And he's willing to put the work in to make a go of it.
No question.
But you've got some worries.
I don't like the idea of him putting all his savings into it.
All his eggs in one basket, as it were.
Yeah. I mean, supposing it doesn't work out.
Well, that's the risk you take in any business, isn't it?
I suppose so.
I mean, at least he's prepared to put his money where his mouth is.
It is brave.
Yeah. It's evidence of how committed he is.
That's true.
And it's a real incentive to make it work, too. I mean, if the money that you face losing is your own...
Some of it will be ours. And £500, yeah. Well...
Hiya!
Oh, hi, Pip. Good day at uni.
I suppose you mean, did I get those assignments I had to retake in on time?
No.
Although now you mention it, did you?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Plus, I'm going to an extra revision class tomorrow, even though it's a Saturday.
Oh, good for you.
Better safe than sorry.
That's what I thought. So, can I borrow the Land Rover tomorrow?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, love. I'm going to need it on the farm in the morning.
Dad, you said it was a good idea for me to go to this class.
Yeah, but I'm not the one who crashed your car, am I?
I can give you a lift to Hollerton Junction if you like.
Well, couldn't you take me all the way?
Well...
No, she couldn't. Your mum's got her own work to do. It won't kill you to go on the train.
This is getting ridiculous.
Sorry, Pip.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, how about getting on with finding yourself another car?
I am. Spencer and I have actually sourced at least two possibilities.
Well, that's good.
Only they're quite a bit more than what I'm likely to get back from the insurers.
What a pity.
But it's the only way to get something decent. Dad, I need you at least to lend me the money.
How much are we talking about?
£800.
800?
Plus what I'm getting from the insurers. You really can't get anything worth driving for less.
Well, we'd have to take a look at them ourselves, of course.
No!
I'm sorry.
No! There must be cheaper cars out there.
Dad!
Look, Pip, you have been earning very good money, and instead of saving it, you have chosen to spend it all on holidays and going out. And this is the consequence, isn't it? If you can't afford the car, you'll just have to find yourself a cheaper one. And that's that.